Eastern Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Craig and Eric, just who's on assignment. Great interview, Joseph, with Jimmy
Cash. Yeah, great guy.
Cool dude. And we hope everyone supports him at Spike's K9Fund.org. And that's Spike's K9Fund.org. And what is this music?
Well, before I tell the music, I want to, because that's going to roll right into the segment.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Alexander Zalcare Automotive Repair. And be sure to get out there at 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. This time of year, especially those, you know, 4th of July being today, everyone's on their trips, and when you get back, you know, make sure everything's going well. If you don't get your car checked before the big trips, give them a call, 602-956-2781, 602-956-2781, or online at alexandersautorepair.com. And by the way, the song is my alarm.
Oh, it is? Really?
Yes.
And does Alexander also repair time machines?
Probably would, if you
did. And
T-800s? If it's a DeLorean.
Does he do the T-1000s or only the T-800s?
The 800s.
All right. Well, that is, of course, the score. Terminator Genisys. Lauren Bell, composer. Yes, Terminator Genisys. He is back. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's back doubly.
Yes, there are two Arnold Schwarzenegger eyes. Schwarzenegger eyes.
Is one of them like some dude with like a mask on or something? The younger one?
Did you see the clip that I sent you? Did you watch that?
No, I did not.
Okay. I sent you a YouTube.
You told me not to watch it if I didn't want to ruin the movie.
But there's no telling. You might see it like a year from now, and then that clip will be taken down. But anyway, the clip was basically comparing side-by-side a scene from the very first Terminator and a scene from Terminator Genisys.
Oh, okay.
Because, yes, we return to the 80s. Jai Courtney, who has been on the show before, mm-hmm. You can check out a picture of me with Jai Courtney on breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F.
Thanks, mate.
And, he plays Kyle Reese.
Thanks for reminding.
Who is it? What? You posted that on Thursday.
I know.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Kyle Reese, he plays, who's sent back in time by John Connor, played by Jason Clarke, to protect Sarah Connor, played by Amelia Clarke. I don't believe they're related. But
they're not. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
But she's like British and he's
British.
Australian.
Exactly, I know. But she also looks like she's about 17 years old.
Yes,
something.
She had big eyes too.
Yeah, but when he arrives in 1984, nothing is as he expected. And Arnold Schwarzenegger also stars. He reprises his role as the T-800. Dave, I know that you are eager to tell your thought. Tell me your thoughts.
Look
at this
moment. He's jumping up and down over there to do it.
I know. Look,
I am.
And normally, I like to tell you my thoughts first, but you're just so excited. I want you, because this is more your type of thing. You were around in the 80s. I was too.
Where were you?
I didn't see Terminator until.
Which womb are you in?
I didn't see Terminator until maybe 10 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe 15.
It was like the first movie I saw. I was 2 years old. I was, you know.
You saw Terminator when you were 2?
That's
nothing. Dave, what kind of parent are you?
No, Dave.
You need to go to sensitivity training.
Yeah, seriously.
For me?
Yeah. Now look how excited you are.
Your children, too.
The little mushroom belly button keeps bouncing up and down.
This was a very sensitive movie, I thought.
Hey, by the way, speaking of sensitive, who is this girl in this picture with you, the Magic Mike one that we have on Facebook?
That is Shannon.
Oh, okay.
You've met her.
Yeah.
Well, we'll mention the Magic Mike. There's a picture of me on Facebook as well with in my Terminator mask. That's homemade, if you didn't know.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Well, anyway, I thought this movie started off phenomenal with special effects. The whole movie had great special effects, and it was, I think it was just made for Arnold. I don't think this is a spoiler alert, but there's a certain nickname they gave him, which I thought was adorable, quite honestly. I thought it was a love story between, you know, two adults, as well as and I should clarify that in these days after Supreme Court, a woman and a man love story. Right, Eric? I should clarify.
Why are you asking me?
Not a man and a teddy
bear?
Yeah.
Go back to sensitivity training.
Woman and
also a parent-child. I thought there was a nice love story there going on. So I thought it had all the elements of rough, tough rumble with a lot of sensitivity. And talking about sensitivity training, this is my first assignment I'm giving Eric and Craig to watch this movie and to comment next time on the sensitivity of this movie.
I like sensitivity training.
Oh, you do?
Well, if it means going to movies, yeah.
No, and plus you're going to meet a lot of women.
Oh, wait. Cool.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm engaged.
I already volunteered, right. Okay.
But anyway, I thought Arnie was at his best. I really enjoyed his role. I thought there was a lot of lines that were appropriate, old but not obsolete. And I mean, just and towards end, Joseph, the look between, who was that, Reese and Arnie.
At the end? Okay.
Right. Remember the end where
toward the end.
You know, they were developing a friendship. Yeah. But they were developing a friendship, and it was just a really, I thought, well-made movie that I thought fit Arnie perfectly. Not just because he's been the Terminator, but because of the time that has elapsed and where Arnie is in his life right now.
James Cameron gave it his blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yes. He did.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know. So
James Cameron, of course, the director of the first two.
Oh, okay. So I really enjoyed it. I you know, would I say it's a breakthrough? No. But I thought it was a good movie, entertaining, definitely something you can watch on the weekend.
Okay, well, I'll start with your comment that the beginning of the film that had great special effects. That was an annoyingly noisy yet mercifully momentary prologue. I hated that prologue.
I can't even say that.
I know.
Say it backwards.
I can't
say it three times real fast.
The devil. Well, that was good. You did it.
But it's mercifully momentary, the beginning of the film. But I did not like it nearly as much as you did.
Oh, okay.
And then we travel to the 80s, Dave. And I thought it was great. I had a great time in the 80s. You know, just as much fun as I had in the first and second entries of this franchise. Of course, yes, we get to see two Arnold Schwarzeneggers do battle. One older version and one older version.
The older version is the nice one.
Yes, yes, but the older version is the nice
talking
one.
Talking about sensitivity stuff, at least we're not groping these women.
I am.
Right. You are. So, Greg, if they were in studio, would you be groping them?
Of course not. Arnie is, though.
Oh,
or he used
is, right.
to.
Oh, okay.
He's a good guy now.
This is a movie.
Yes, yes.
It has nothing to do with the maid.
Right, okay, I'm sorry. Right. But I did love the scene set in the 80s, but our stay there is so brief. The bulk of this film takes place in the undistinctive 2017 that drains the movie of its vividly nostalgic appeal. Arnold Schwarzenegger returning to the role of a T-800 is something that will thrill viewers, but that's the one and only reason that anyone should see Terminator Genesis. This movie, you asked earlier if devolves, de-evolves is a word. I use this in my review.
Oh.
This movie devolves into a confusing sci-fi nonsense.
Oh, wow.
Big thumbs down, Dave. Huge
Eric,
thumbs down.
Eric,
what a waste of time.
Up.
Well, I think I'm going to like it. I know I will now that Joseph said he didn't like it.
Well, I saw it on IMAX 3D, and I was just sitting there thinking,
looks like you took your glasses when you left the theater.
Are you making fun of my glasses, my new glasses?
They're Oakleys. They're nice.
These got me babes at the last bar crawl.
It did, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What happened?
That's very demeaning.
Sensitivity training.
But it's film classes.
All right, but anyway, thumbs down for Terminator Genesis, in my opinion.
Okay.
I was looking forward to it so much more, but, you know, I really love the first one, the second one. I have fond memories of those. Of course, not in the 80s, but, you know, when I watched it maybe 15 years ago or something like that. I was probably closer to 15 or so. But and then I love the third one. I hated the fourth one. With Christian Bale and all that. That was just nonsense.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, that was worse than this. But I liked the third one, Rise of the Machine.
That was okay.
That was the fourth one, whatever it was.
I think you're going to like this one. It really brought back great memories with Arnie. And there's a lot of subtle jokes that I think you have to really pay attention to get that joke. Like, well, I won't say, but there's a few jokes that if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it. It'll go right over your head. And they're funny, though.
Yeah, I liked when Arnold Schwarzenegger smiled.
That was funny.
Yeah,
and that was funny.
Does he say I'll be back?
He does.
He does.
Of course he does.
Well, I give it a big thumbs up, Joseph a thumbs down, but maybe it's the generation gap because I was looking at, you know, this is made for Arnie at his age right now, and I thought that's sort of cool.
Yeah, it's cool seeing him, but honestly,
he was good.
And I think that Jai Courtney's a good actor. He was a really, really nice guy in person when I met him for Divergent, which, again, you can go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F to see that picture. Amelia Clarke.
I thought she was good.
She's good. She's attractive, if I'm allowed to say that.
I think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, what's wrong with saying somebody's attractive?
I don't know.
The guy that wrote you an email?
I give permission, blessings from the Godfather.
Yes. Well, and she does a good job here. She's very short.
She is short, but cute.
Perfect height.
Oh, am I allowed to say cute?
No, you have to say attractive.
Oh, attractive, yeah. Sorry.
Come on, now.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was okay. Hey, just say cute. Well,
we're going to boot time.
Bring you to the
She has a beautiful inner spirit.
Oh boy!
No, you can't say that.
Oh, now you tell me.
It's awful. It's only on the outside what matters. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Howard Stern says, it's how you look.
Without a doubt.
He needs sensitivity.
Howard and Tom Likas, they're idols.
Tom Likas, where do you listen to Tom Likas?
Yeah.
He used to
be on the other station, but he hasn't been on there for
years. I didn't like him because
he's just online
bashed
now.
Women all the time.
I know, he's a pig.
Hey, we listen to him together.
We agree. What?
What are you talking about? We listened to him together.
I know.
You got me into him.
I didn't
you're
do that.
Not literally into him. But no,
by listening it, you're perpetuating it.
What?
By listening to him, you're perpetuating it.
No, I didn't perpetuate it. What I did is I was so mad I wanted him off there because he shouldn't be bashing women. I'm a very pro-women person.
Nobody.
Why did you listen to
bash
him?
Women.
Because Greg made me. I was in the car with him. He said, you listen to this and take your medicine.
You listen to the show.
No, he probably was telling you to take your medicine because if you don't take it, then you...
I had to listen to him.
You got me to listen to it. We listened to Howard when I was a little kid.
I remember him, Eric, from way L.A. back.
Wasn't he on in L.A.?
Yeah, I think he started in Phoenix, though. But, I mean, we're talking years and years ago. Then he started bashing women. Can you believe that?
Nobody should bash women.
No.
Women are great.
He needs sensitivity training.
As you will learn in Magic Mike XXL, which we'll be reviewing in our next hour, I wish you would have saw that because I would love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Probably more sensitivity type of film.
That's a movie that a lot of women were looking forward to. I'll just say that. I might share some more in our.
I
want to
hear how you the glasses attracted girls to women to you.
Well, no, he just it wasn't that. It was just that he could finally see them.
It looks like GQ. You know, when you look, if someone wants to take a picture with you, you never smile. You never smile. You do your like duck face.
You do.
You should be able to do a duck face pretty well.
That's a duck face?
That's a duck face. Oh. I win the poll once again.
Hey, come on.
That is not sensitivity.
But GQ.
It's a
free
country.
You look serious. You look, And in fact, when I was wearing these glasses, I took a picture with Christine. And Christine's, a good friend of mine, right?
She's attractive.
And she put it on Facebook. And all of a sudden, she got a comment from someone, one of her friends, who said, where'd you find this guy? He's kind of cute.
Oh, see?
Girls kind of, but weak. Hey.
Was it a guy that said
no.
Oh, okay.
Come on. I shouldn't even have come back.
Exactly. No, I'm glad you did.
Because I love your shirt.
We're going to have accelerated sensitivity training for you.
Neil Diamond is coming to America.
Oh, that's a good song. The jazz singer.
I thought he was already here.
Wasn't that a great movie,
here,
by
the
way?
Is he here? What, the jazz singer?
You like it?
Al Jolson?
No, the jazz singer. Yeah.
No, he didn't have blackface on in that one.
But did you like that?
I never saw it because I don't like Neil Diamond.
Come on.
Okay, I like
that.
How don't you like Neil Diamond?
Touching
hands. I like the songs he wrote for other people, but I don't like him.
Touching me, touching you.
I want to hear more. I'm sensitive.
Entertainment's Independence Day special.
And we will be right back in 8765. We'll be right back. Go to the far away. We're traveling light today.